That's a little bit insult to injury, isn't it?
It's kind of funny, right?
Depends. It depends on your opinion, I think. Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you. I'll get into the Nick Walsh thing in just a second. I do want to take a moment. If I seem a little bit down through the rest of the show, there's a reason for that. Just got confirmation that my 7-year-old sweetheart, Brittany Spaniel, Sophie, has lymphoma. And it's not a great prognosis.
No.
We're going
to hear that, man.
Yeah, I know. It's, man, I'm if that didn't confirm that I'm a dog person, by the way, but very much a dog person. Absolutely love Sophie. Great, great dog. And that's going to be rough over the next couple months. But anyway, got that over the break. So let's talk about happier things. Nick Walsh is K-State's punter. Very good punter, by the way. Had a good season for K-State. And he is not pleased with something that a Texas A&M fan account tweeted out earlier, or I think it was yesterday, actually. Yeah, an A&M account, Ag Swag is what it's called, tweeted this out. A&M NFL Combine invites 9. All of the Big 12 combined, 12. Want to play in the league? Come play in a real conference. Hashtag SEC. Well, Nick Walsh tweeted back at them a picture of he and Matt McCrane holding up the Texas Bowl trophy. Pretty good response. Don't need to say any words about it. Just tweet the picture. K-State happened to beat Texas A&M on the field with 1 NFL Combine invite versus 9 for the Aggies. I think you'll take that. You'll take being or winning a bowl game over having more combine invites every day of the week. And by the way, I don't think that's accurate. I think the Big 12 has 17 combine invites and not 12. I don't know where that number is coming from. It's not great, and there actually have been a lot of columns written about how the Big 12 level of top-tier talent has been declining, and it is a concerning trend, and I agree with that. But if you're a Texas A&M fan, not sure you want to be taking shots at how much NFL talent you have when you just got beat by a Big 12 school. So credit to Nick Walsh for that.
I like Nick Walsh. He's a good kid. He's fun to talk to. I see him around once in a while, and I'm glad he owned Texas A&M like that, because whenever you get a chance to throw some jabs at the Aggies after they threw the first right hand, and you win the bout, it just makes you feel a little bit better.
By the way, he was not the only K-State football player to chime in on that tweet. I saw that Jesse Ertz tweeted a picture of K-State like celebrating on it as a team on the stage as they were presenting the trophy as well. So K-State's quarterback is well aware of that as well. And that SEC arrogance, that's why fans don't like the SEC very much. It's not just about getting to the NFL. It's about actually, you know, winning the games. And K-State got the better of the Aggies this last time around. We're going to go to our final break of the show. When we come back, it's You Can't Be Serious. Justin Bieber makes his triumphant return to You Can't Be Serious next on the game.